Hello, and welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. I'm Jill Roberts, sitting in for Drew Mello. St. Lucie County's Save the Chimps Sanctuary is planning three member days this year, the first of which is just around the corner. We're joined now by Executive Director Molly Polidoroff. First, can you give us some history on the sanctuary and the Save the Chimps organization?
Save the Chimps is a remarkable organization. It's kind of a hidden gem on the Treasure Coast in Florida. And what we are is a retirement sanctuary for chimpanzees that spent the early part of their lives either in medical research labs or entertainment or the pet trade. We often refer to Save the Chimps as the world's largest chimpanzee sanctuary, which it is, but I think something that's even more remarkable is the fact that it's the only place in the world that has 250 chimpanzees in one place.
Wow.
These chimpanzees range in age from 10 years old to 58 or 60. We don't have exact records on all of them, but they are housed on 12 islands. Those islands are man-made islands and 3 to 5 acres each. And the chimpanzees can roam freely with the sky above their heads, no enclosures.
Now, I know a lot of people might be sitting here saying, oh, yeah, I got to go check that out. Well, you know, you don't allow the public in, but you are expanding your member days.
Yeah, that is true. We are not open to the public typically, although there are a few opportunities throughout the year where the public can experience the sanctuary. We, in the past, have had two member days. We now have three a year because they always sell out, and it's a great opportunity to come in, experience a working sanctuary. We're not a zoo. Our chimpanzees are not on exhibit, but this is an opportunity for people who are interested in and passionate about our cause to come and actually experience the chimpanzees on their islands.
Is that the only opportunity?
We also, in addition to Member Day, once a year now do something called the Chimpathon, which is a 16K race. It starts at the fairgrounds in Port St. Lucie, and it goes down to the sanctuary. The runners actually go through the sanctuary and are able to go on a perimeter road which circles the 12 islands that the chimpanzees are on. And it's just a great event. Everybody has a wonderful time, not just the runners, but the chimpanzees as well. They enjoy seeing all the people on the grounds that day.
Now, do I really need to be a member to participate in member days?
You do need to pay a fee, and there's a membership fee of $50 a person, and that enables you to a pass for Member Day.
Mm-hmm. So. And Member Days are when?
Well, there is our most immediate Member Day is February 24th. It's a Saturday. There are tours on the half hour. Some of them are walking tours. For those that are unable or uncomfortable walking roughly 1.5 to 2 miles, there are also the opportunity for trolley tours, and people can take a bus around the perimeter of the sanctuary. All of the tours are led by experienced staff at the sanctuary, so it's a great opportunity to learn about not just Save the Chimps, but chimpanzees in general and chimpanzee behavior and all of the individual stories for the chimpanzees that are at Save the Chimps.
Are there other ways we can support you? Is there a gift shop? Okay. Are there things we can do?
Save the Chimps is an organization, a private nonprofit organization that is supported solely by individual contributions. You can go to our website, www.savethechimps.org, for information on how you can donate financially. There are also some wonderful opportunities to contribute to the enrichment and quality of life of our chimps by visiting our Amazon wish list. You can donate peanut butter, you can donate blankets, you can donate dried fruit or nuts. Every month we indicate what our priorities are for that month, whether it be kiddie pools in the summer for the chimps, or whether it be laundry detergent to wash their blankets, or dried fruit, maybe a favorite form of enrichment for them.
We'll have a link to Save the Chimps on our website, wqcs.org. Our guest today was Molly Polidoroff here on Treasure Coast Happenings. I'm Jill Roberts, in for Drew Mello.